Today is Thursday, April 20th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I feel like I said Geeky Gay, but I'm not redoing it. It's hard to say geeky. It's kind of difficult to say that word. Geeky, 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 geeky. Sound like a baby. Goo goo gaga, geeky. So anyway, it is National Lookalike Day. We have the weirdest days. It is also National Get to Know Your Customers Days. For all of, get to know your customers, yeah. For all of you product managers out there, you should get to know your customers, but really anyone who is in a job where you have customers, you should definitely do that. It's also National Pineapple Upside Down Day. Upside down cake. And that cake in the... Man, I'm burpy. So sorry. That cake in the photo that you're not seeing because this is an audio podcast is very dense looking. All right, so let's see. What are we going to talk about today? So we mostly finished the vacation. So we had a lovely time. My feet are tired. I think they finally recovered, but it took a little bit of time for them to recover. And, but they have recovered. And on Sunday, we got up early. We got an Uber because Daniel couldn't be bothered to take us to the airport. And we made it. I mean, it was fine. The guy showed up right on time. We got up, we took our shower, all that kind of stuff. We were ready to go. We got through security. I believe I already told you guys there were like 4 or 5 or 6 TSA pre-check lines. We got in there and got to our gate, and I'm trying to remember if we ate anything because I feel like I would have wanted breakfast at some point, but I can't. Oh yeah, we did. We went to Wendy's. There was a Wendy's inside the secure area. So we went to Wendy's. I got a chicken biscuit, a honey butter chicken biscuit, and some fries, some home fries, some like breakfast potatoes. Wendy's breakfast is pretty good. I'm a fan of chicken biscuits, and the honey butter on it is nice. And the home fries or whatever, like, I can't remember what they call them. They're not cut in a French fry shape. They're cut in like a half moon sort of shape. It's like they cut a potato in half and then cut that into slices. And they leave the skin on, but they come out nice and crispy. And if you get them, you usually at Wendy's, you get hot fries. In my experience, recently at least. In fact, they even have a sign on most of their Wendy's that say, if your fries do not come out hot, please let us know and we'll make a new batch for you. So anyway, that was good. And then we got on the plane. We had our breakfast. We were there plenty early. We got on the plane. They drove us to Charlotte. And then the Charlotte airport was a little bit less busy this time, actually, than it had been before. And we got there early even. They told us, oh, we have to circle. We have to get in. We're in a holding pattern right now because Charlotte is, I don't know, they're busy. And so, but we only held for maybe 10 or 15 minutes and we were still early. I think American Airlines, which I'm actually fine with this. I think they tell you, they put some buffer in their times. Like when they say the arrival time is 2 p.m., probably the arrival time is 1:45 or something like that. Because I find that with American Airlines, I'm arriving early most of the time. And so they must put that in. They must put some buffer in there. Anyway, so we got there. We were able to get to our gate. The Charlotte airport is a little bit big. I mean, there's a little bit of walking that you have to do, but we were able to make it to our next gate with plenty of time. And there was no drama there either. No hats or sunglasses sucked up into the engine. We got on. It's a fairly large plane for Arkansas, and it was full. It was a full plane. And when we got to the airport here in our local airport, it was super busy. So I don't know if everybody was coming back from spring break or like what the case was, but Charlotte was less busy than our airport, I think. But anyway, it was a fairly large plane. Where I live is growing a lot. And so our airport, they're doing all this construction to make the airport larger and increase the number of baggage claim areas and all this kind of stuff. They added that bagel place recently. So now we have an Auntie Anne's pretzels and we have a Einstein bagels. Like we have both. And we have a restaurant. And I mean, for those of you who have large airports, you're like, oh my God, that's nothing. We have like 15 million restaurants in our airport. But for us, I mean, it's a small airport, but it is a nice airport. It's very new looking, nice, that new car smell. And then, like I said, we spent some time planning the trip. Got all of our hotels booked for Iceland. And, we got all of our hotels booked for the Northeast trip and except for Stowvermont. I know I've covered all that already, but there you go. You got a second rehashing of Sunday. So then on Monday I worked and nothing really to report on Monday. We were just trying to get back in. Mark had to do laundry. There was all this stuff that we had to do. And again, my feet were tired from Disney, so I was just kind of resting my feet. And then on Tuesday, the same thing. Now, Monday, I did have to record for Throwing Down. And so, no, we did that on Tuesday. We did that Tuesday. So I didn't do that. So Monday, I had to cook for Throwing Down. I made carbonara, pasta carbonara. And then on Tuesday, I worked. And then Monday was when I went to the grocery. Mark had a dinner. I went to the grocery, did all the grocery shopping, all that kind of stuff. And then on Tuesday, I had Throwing Down after work. And then, you know, nothing after that. But it's been a very busy week. It has been such a busy week because we got back. And like I said, you know, Mondays are usually for grocery shopping. But Mark also had to do laundry because we had been out of the state over the weekend. And then Tuesday I had Throwing Down because we normally record on Sundays, but we needed to move it because I was not back in time to do it. I was technically back, but I needed to cook them because we cook an item for Throwing Down. It is not a cooking show, but we do cook an item for it. And I hadn't had time to cook that yet. So I needed to do that on either Sunday or Monday. And Joe couldn't record on Monday, so we ended up moving it to Tuesday. And then Wednesday, and I had to go into the office for work, and because we had like an all-hands meeting and all this kind of stuff, and I'm not used to going into the office for work. It's like there's so much traffic. Again, I know everyone's saying, oh my God, you live in Arkansas. How much traffic could there be? How much traffic is there? There was a lot of traffic, is all I'm saying. And then I had orchestra in the evening, and so I went straight to orchestra and did that, and then picked up food on the way home, came back, and that was kind of my Wednesday evening. And then today, work, work, work. Just so much work. We're planning. I know we do this. I do this every quarter. I'm ill prepared for the planning for the next quarter. I mean, I get it done, but everything always ends up getting compacted into the last 2 weeks before the next quarter starts. And so we have all these meetings, these dependency alignment meetings and all this stuff that we have. And it's just, I get so tired and by the beginning of the quarter, I just want to sleep. But I'm committed to this next quarter, having all of my stuff for Q3 ready to go by like the end of the first month. I just want to get it out of the way, get it all done. But anyway, so that's what I've been working on there. And then tomorrow I have a shit ton of meetings, and then it'll be time for a weekend again, and then we'll just start all over again. I will say this. I got sort of a good news from my boss. She has now told me that she is 99% sure that I'm going to get a promotion in May. But there's always that 1% chance that I may not get it. And the way she told me, I wasn't sure what she was saying, and so I spent like 10 minutes complaining. And she said, no, I'm telling you, I think you are going to get it. And I was like, oh, thank you. Anyway, it's been a busy week. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.